The United States says it plans to introduce a UN Security Council resolution in the near future to press Myanmar's military government to change policies that constitute a threat to international peace and security. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton cited the government's failure to curb people and drugs trafficking and also abuses that have led 1 million people to flee the country. The U.S. says the actions of the Myanmar government have made the transmission of diseases like HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria across borders more likely. Yesterday, it was announced that the military rulers were forcing the International Community of the Red Cross, the International Committee of the Red Cross, to close down its 5 offices outside of the capital, Yangon. ICRC spokesperson Carla Haddad says the Red Cross is deciding whether or not it can continue working at all in the country.
I think at this stage, in order to ensure that the ICRC can resume its activities, whether in detention places, whether in sensitive border areas, and in order to reach the people who are the most vulnerable in Myanmar, there needs to be a resumption of talks so that this discussion can take place and so that the activities can resume. We do think that should we close our offices in the coming days or weeks and maintain a very limited presence in Yangon, this will have drastic impact on our operations on the ground, and we do think that it will have an impact on the humanitarian situation of the people who are most in need.